with you. Okay, we're rolling. Welcome, ladies. I'm very happy to have you on Girls. So off camera, I was introducing myself. So now it's for you to introduce yourself. We can start here or here to do a round table.
What would you like to know?
What's your name and what do you do for a living, for example? We can start by that.
Okay, I'm Karen Payne and I work for...
Can you move your microphone just in front of you? Yep, let's go.
Hi, I'm Karen Payne, and I work for Oregon Department of Revenue, where I'm a senior assistant analyst, building web applications, single-page web applications, for about the past 20 years.
Wow, that's cool.
Yes. There we go.
Yeah.
I'm Naomi Moneypenny. I am the Chief Technology Officer at a company called Many Worlds, and we're a small company that specializes in machine learning recommendation systems that learn from how people use them. So work on some really cool stuff, and I'm an astrophysicist by background, so
wow,
definitely
the cool.
Woman in tech, right? So it's all good, right? So putting the math skills to good use.
Yeah,
so
yep.
Fun to be here, thank you.
Yeah, nice.
And I'm Edwige Seminara. I am a .NET consultant in MCNX. Oh, I was, because I resigned a few days ago. And what a good way to
change
see
the world.
Change is good.
I was in this company since 2 years. And yeah, I'm a good way to change the world.
Yeah.
Nice.
Cool.
Go for it.
Okay, I think her primary language is French. So where do you come from?
I'm coming from Lyon. Maybe you know it.
Mm-hmm. France.
Sure.
Yeah.
From France.
Yes.
Cool.
Lyon is good. My mère est française.
Okay, we're gonna switch the show to French now.
Good woman.
That's nice. Cool. And you are both from the U.S., I would guess.
Yes, I'm originally from the East Coast and moved out to Oregon for a job, which I started in 94 and still have it.
Okay, for 20 years.
Love it.
I like that.
That's
IT
cool.
Is job security. I like
yes.
That. Karen is like just like exemplifying that. I love
yeah,
that.
I like it.
Awesome.
What about you?
I live in Texas, and I have a French mother, as I mentioned,
mm-hmm.
and a British father. I was born in England. I lived in South Africa. I lived in Holland. And now I'm in Texas. So, you know, so I have no idea where I am, what I'm doing.
This is so funny. Okay, we're going to talk a little bit about the MVP program. Can you tell us how many years have you been in the program and what do you enjoy about it? You can start this
okay.
This
no,
way this
hard.
Time.
I'm junior so, because I'm I was nominated since in October. Yes.
Yay, congratulations.
So,
yes.
I'm just new.
Awesome.
But I hope I'm not a newbie. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's I'm very happy to join the program the MVP program. I knew a lot of MVP, but I want to be part of it, so good.
What made you want to be an MVP?
A lot of things, but my last activities were focused on IoT and Microsoft Band and sensors like that. I joined a team in Hackathon about IoT organized by Be My App and Microsoft.
Mm-hmm.
And we make a connected greenhouse with sensors, like temperature sensors, humidity sensors, and to learn that, to show that you can have the possibility to grow up. Some people tell lots of joke about what do you want to grow in this small greenhouse?
Nothing suspicious.
Nothing suspicious.
It's okay. You're good in Washington.
Just basilic and lentil and things like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. Yes. But we won part of the hackathon. I think. And I speak to in a session for the tech days, the past tech days,
yeah.
With Nicolas Claire and Audrey Petit.
Mm-hmm.
They are working.
I know them
Microsoft
because I met my husband in the tech days. So
wow.
He's French. I met
there's
them.
There's an incentive to be in IT right there. Right? And it's like, that's right.
Anyway.
No problem. I don't remember exactly the list, but it was it was a lot of package. But
so you've done a lot of things, and you saw a lot of people doing good things. So you wanted to be part of that.
And I knew, I already knew some MVP because I was in the MSP program when I was student, and I want to. I discover Microsoft communities, and I want to keep it.
To be in part of the community.
Yeah, because it's a great community with the possibility to learn a lot of things. So
nice. Yeah. Learn a lot of things and meet a lot of nice people.
Lots of nice people with lots of ideas.
Inspiring
genius,
people.
Awesome capabilities, so it's great.
Nice. Naomi?
Very cool. All right. I'm also kind of new anyway. This is just my second year as an MVP, so it's kind of fun. I'm an Office 365 MVP, but now they've changed the program.
Yep.
Called as Office Servers and Systems or something now.
It's cooler.
Yeah, whatever. I don't know. It's longer. That's what I know. It's very inconvenient for putting on slides and telling people what you say. But anyway. But so that's what I focus on. But I got into the MVP program. I got nominated for many, many years, but I ignored it.
What?
So sounds terrible, isn't it? Really, that sounds awful. But it's because I get so involved with the community, and I'm so passionate about community, about end users helping each other, and people getting involved and figuring out how to use technology in really cool ways inside of their businesses. And it's just really so exciting to me. So I spend a lot of time helping and giving lots of advice into communities and those kind of areas, and it really is something that just blossomed out of it. But eventually, one of my friends was like, "You need to go ahead and do the process of the MVP thing." Yeah, okay, did it. And there we are. So yeah.
Yay.
So it's all good that way. But
cool.
It's
cool.
Exciting stuff.
That's nice.
It's fun.
Okay. Yeah.
I never tried to be an MVP.
What happened?
You failed. What happened? No, no. It's a terrible failure. No, no, no. It's okay. Yes. Embrace failure. It's
I know.
Right?
It's
a good thing.
Yes. I've always liked to help people on the forums. So about 3 years ago, they made me a moderator for C# and VB.net and a few other ones.
Sure.
And then I started looking at the questions being asked up in the forums. So I said, I'll write a few articles. And now it's up to about 60.
Mm-hmm.
And I think at some point someone says, she should be an MVP. So they contacted me last year, and I said, okay.
Okay. It's a
That's
terrible
cool.
thing, but somebody
yes,
has to do it,
right?
Do it. It's all good.
Definitely.
I like it.
So I love the program because I get to intermingle with different people around the world, different cultures, and different expertise. I'm just awed at the knowledge that comes together at these summits.
Mm-hmm.
It just surprises me what people know. It's like I feel like this now.
But it's so inspiring,
yeah.
Right?
Yes, it's so inspiring, but I love the program now that I'm in it because I get to do this and I get to be recognized for what I know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But again, I never tried to do it.
But now you're here.
Yes, now I'm
so.
Here. And yesterday I was tweeting, I got one of the pillows and everyone's like, where did you get that? I said, that's why I became an MVP.
It's about the pillow.
Yes, exactly. Definitely.
You need an MVP cushion in your life.
Nice.
That's okay.
Okay, so Karen and Edwidge, am I pronouncing your name right?
Edwidge,
sorry.
Thank you.
Because of the W. Sorry, Edwidge. Edwidge and Karen talked about the community. Naomi, what do you do in the community?
What do I
Logging
do? Logging
or answering forums or?
Yeah, I do a lot of things. So I do a lot of speaking. And so I speak at probably 40 events a year, something like that. Lots of different things. Everything from SharePoint Saturdays to big paid conferences. Do lots of things internationally. I also spend a lot of time on Yammer. Yammer is one of my favorite products, right? So I don't care if anybody hates it. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. So everybody should be on Yammer.
Yes.
So it's a great way to get discovered and to connect with the community. So Office 365 has a Yammer community. So yammer.com/ITProNetwork. So join if you haven't.
Yeah.
And it's important as part of that. And there's about 75,000 or so people on there. And I was a customer of Yammer way before they got acquired by Microsoft. And so it's a technology of just working like a network, right? Being able to network with people, discovering people with different expertise that they have, and being able to communicate with them is just the greatest thing. So I run a couple of groups out there on the Yammer network. I look after the Yammer help group, not surprisingly, and the OneDrive for Business group and the analytics group. And I do some bits and pieces in machine learning too. So
nice.
A bit of everything, really.
I like it. Okay, I'm gonna ask you a little bit about your hobbies. What do you do in your free time?
What free time?
Okay, let's start with Naomi this time.
Okay.
What free time? Don't have any free time.
What do I do? I don't know. I do a lot of stuff. I do a lot of machine learning stuff, so I am very
this is your hobby?
In my spare time as well, yes. So I have about 40 patents in machine learning.
Wow.
So I do a lot of research in that area, right? It's my thing, so it really is my thing. For a long time. And so it's like doing that basic research and doing all the reading that's required as part of it is definitely, you know, keeping up to date with what you're doing and playing around with the different algorithms, which I really do. I enjoy doing in my spare time.
Nice.
I like to do R on my weekends. All right. it's really sad but true. But
it's not sad. It's cool. It's cool.
It's good. It's fun stuff to do. So when I'm not doing all of that, I like to do renovation on my house. That's the ongoing project. That is what I'm doing. I don't think it qualifies as a hobby, but it gets
it
you
does,
out of a chair
does.
And painting and doing
it
a lot
does.
Of work.
It's decoration, right?
That's right. Remodeling is important. So that's what I do. Whatever it is, it's something about building things. That's generally it seems to be the common theme in my life. Build.
That's
good.
Right? I like it. Karen?
I love racing cars.
Oh.
I have a Miata. It's 2016, and we take it through the back countries of Oregon.
Wow.
We'll say a trip takes an hour from Salem, Oregon to the coast. We take 4 hours to get there.
Oh.
Yes. And it's like, okay, we're doing this type of
Did
stuff.
Did you be saying this on video? Really?
Wait until my next hobby.
No. Don't tell anybody. If there are any law enforcement, this is not Karen. She's not doing anything wrong.
Law enforcement knows all about me.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes. It's very diverse from what I'm about to tell you.
Okay.
So I love doing this stuff. It's like you can't drive more than 40 miles an hour because the turns are one after the other.
Yeah.
And I found out everyone tells me I'm natural at it. I've done it like 6 times now. Now they want to make me a lead driver. So
wow.
I thought that was kind of
cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
Good
yes.
for you.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Now for the interesting part. I had a different last name at one point, and I decided to change it. And I thought about, what am I going to make my last name? Well, my other life, I teach self-defense.
Mm.
I teach police. I'm certified to teach police officers, military, which I've had, and civilians. I teach empty hand self-defense, knife, counter knife, firearms, batons.
Okay,
and
we need a class. Yeah, I'm just gonna say that right now.
We need a demo. We need
a
demo now.
Yes, that would be awesome.
And for the video, this is a tool I specialize in.
Wow.
It's an impact tool. So I had to bring this out and show you. If you were to tap yourself just with that,
right,
and see it hurts.
Hurt myself.
That's it. That's
going
to tell you.
That's as close as I'm going
to tell you. I get my last name.
Uh-huh. Pain. I like it.
Yes.
Wow.
I told my students, and they said, "Oh, it's obvious. Make it
pain
because you're the giver of pain."
That's right. Wow.
This is awesome. This is a great story.
I've been doing that for 20 years. And
I love
it's like
it.
Every time the students go, how can you do that? If the person grabs you or something, what can you do to stop the attack? I said, well, you hit them, and then you grab the thumb. And they use this phrase, show me.
Oh, wow.
And I go, okay, I'll show them. Then the next thing,
ow,
then
the
you
floor.
Know, they're down on the ground.
Wow.
It's like, okay, I don't want to see that again.
Right. Don't make Karen mad on the forums. She's coming to get you.
Wow,
really impressive.
This is
very
impressive.
Cool.
Yeah. It's the first time I hear this story.
I'm thinking there's not many people
in this community that
do that.
Yeah.
So
it's fantastic.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Really,
I like
it.
Yeah. Edwish?
Lots of things in my free time, but I don't know if I have free time. Right?
That's the question, right?
Exactly. What is this concept, right?
Try to test lots of new devices, something like Microsoft Band. I will get the next version.
Yay, cool.
Soon, yeah, of course. Or I try some projects, some domotic or robotic projects, especially in my house, because I do electric renovation in my house, but I didn't make it myself. I engaged an electrician,
mm-hmm.
electrician friend.
Sure.
Sorry.
It's fine.
It's good.
You're good.
I understand everything.
Oh, okay. Thank you. It's good. And
I
have the intention to plan to develop an application or something easy, like you know, you can have your electric consumption with charts or things like that in a web app or in a mobile app, because In fact, I'm specialized in mobile application development before regarding in IoT.
Mm-hmm.
So I will test that in my house. And I have the problem of the wife acceptance factory, because my girlfriend was saying, oh yes, you want to put sensor everywhere, so it's not privacy, because she's not a geek, so she's an architect. So why do you want to put a lot of devices and applications and geek stuff in my house? I don't want it. So it's very complicated. But I'm gonna win, I think.
Very small sensors.
She's not gonna see anything.
or I have to keep something like it's it's cool, girly.
Yeah, that's right.
Like
yes,
that's right.
And I work as I work too with students in
mm-hmm.
projects, like Imagine Cup project.
You're mentoring them?
Yeah.
Nice.
I try to, when a team has potential, I think when a team has potential, I try to help them. And in 2014, we win in the innovation category.
Oh, nice, cool.
Excellent.
But in a French...
local competition?
Not in international, because video games were better than us, than my team. So they
it's still
to
a
San
win.
Francisco.
It's still a win. So
they
that's cool.
To Seattle, uh-huh. but not us. So yeah.
Next
but
year.
It was a great great victory too.
Mm-hmm.
And what I do? Oh, and at the moment I'm on a project to participate to a rally. I don't know. If
is it car racing?
Yes, something like that.
You got a friend
like
here.
The main goal is to bring furnitures, food, and things like that to an association in Morocco called Desert Children,
mm-hmm.
and there are other associations like Croix Rouge or
Red Cross.
Red Cross, yeah, or for cancer.
Cancel.
Yeah, so it's a big project, because to participate we have to collect some lot of money, something like
it's
15,000 euros.
Mm-hmm.
So to participate and collect donations. So
mm-hmm.
it's a big project too, but I like it. It's a good project, I think.
Yeah.
And
sounds like it.
Yeah, I like it. It's really cool.
I also make a lot of sports, but not my own sports. Extreme sports like surf or quad,
mm-hmm.
things like that, but not fights.
No MMA, right?
I'm trying to become Pacific girl, because my students are always saying you are
right.
You are so, I don't know the
whip.
Yeah,
the
whip.
Yeah, you are always trying to
smash us.
Yeah.
Smash us. So I try to be to become a Pacific girl.
Cool. Surf is good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay. I'm gonna switch the subject and talk a little bit about women in tech. So you come from different areas in the world, or you travel to different areas in the world. What do you think about the ratio? We know. I mean, there is no. I mean, we're not gonna hide this. The ratio is really bad, and it's low. What do you think about that? Is it the same around the world, and how to make it better?
Well, is it okay to go?
Of course.
In my company, yes, I'm just getting there. I'm thinking out loud here. There is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 men, and there is 7 women.
Wow.
Yes. But they're mostly testers.
It's still thick.
Yes. I'm not sure why they're not getting into the program side. They seem to get into testing and to the analytical side, you know, that type of stuff. So I'm not quite sure why they're not getting into programming. But the one that is in programming in my company, she's really good. I mean, she does JavaScript, HTML, Web API, C Sharp, anything you give her. But she's the exception, it seems like. And it seems like that's the same here with this conference, it's the exception. I'm not quite sure how you change that.
I think it's really difficult. I think we see a lot of resilience in the education system, right? That sort of the comp sci is still kind of geeky or something, and the creativity and the exploration that people need to have, or that girls need to have, about how things are made, why they work the way they are, get excited about, you know, things and how you can create new things. Somehow that it never quite seems to trickle down somehow to girls as much. And I don't really understand why that is. It's just something that I feel like we have to explain to daughters, sisters, cousins, everybody you know, right? About sort of getting women influenced into technology and seeing that there are lots of different roles as part of it. I think a lot of the problem in what we do with education systems is people don't realize that there are jobs in these different areas afterwards. So women might automatically go to things that are more communications type of oriented, whether it's speaking or it's, you know, languages or whatever. And it's like one of those areas of like, yeah, even if you're going to come work at Microsoft or wherever, like you have to be a great communicator, you have to be a good engineer, you have to understand how products are made, you need to be creative, you need to, you know, all of these different skills that are capable. I think people don't realize the range of jobs that are available in technology and all the different things you can do. So whatever you're good at, even if you're just, you know, really good at art and you don't care anything about computers, right, you can still work in technology.
Yep, exactly.
And that's, I think that's kind of a problem, like the way that we describe the technology industry. You always think it's some geeky guys in the corner, you know, who are sort of nerds, and nobody wants to be like that, right?
Yep.
It's like you want to be a girl, you need a role model, you need somebody who's strong and interesting and, you know, not a geek, basically, or, you know, or a nice geek, I should say, not a nerdy geek that's not a great role model.
Yep. How is it in France?
I had this discussion past time with a man in MVB Summit, and he has some ideas like, you know, women have difficulties to focus on a specific long time on a specific subject.
Mm.
And I don't know I can see in students, girl students or girl teenage, that it seems like girls are afraid of technical things. You know, you are starting to explain very very easily what's how or how does it work, and it seems like it's technique. It seems like their brain seems, technique, I don't want technique. Why?
They don't even try to understand?
It's not because it's technical that we can understand it. It's very easy. And I don't know exactly why this girl seems to have this kind of reaction. I saw it sometimes with my sister, and I can explain it. It's very strange. Maybe it's a question of education. I met a woman, a great woman, project manager in an event with Avanade, Accenture, and Microsoft a few years ago, and they were all saying that they had all of them problem with their parents. When they was younger, because when they were saying I would like to go in computer science, parents answer, no, you're a girl, you can't. It's not for girls, you're a girl. It's not for women. And I'm asking, maybe it's the problem. I don't know. It's gonna be changed, I think, but maybe there are a lot of progress to, you know, it needs to be improved, I think. I didn't have this problem with my parents, because my father was a computer scientist, was programmer, and I was always watching him, you know, repair things, on develop things, test things, everything on television and on computer or things like that. And he was always trying to explain me things easily, and it works. It works perfectly because I was always thinking that oh yes, it's great what you are doing, how does it work, and asking questions because I was very curious. And he was always answering me instead of saying yes, get out, go to play with your dolls and stuff like that. because my father was a very patient
mm-hmm.
and don't have problem with the fact that I'm a girl, and it's not because you are a girl that you can't understand. Maybe that's why I'm not like other girls, I don't know, but I think probably there is a problem in education and it needs to be improved.
Okay.
But
yeah.
It's my idea.
She drove some ideas into my head. And I come from a unique perspective, and sorry if I shock you guys or anything, but I used to be male, so if you guys probably guess from my voice and stuff. So
I did not guess at all.
Okay.
Just
I'm a male.
I
can't.
It's very impressive.
Some of the things she said drill something into my head. When you're young, you have a father is a boy, parents have a boy and a girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They do things that, okay, traditionally you tell the girl to do this, you tell the guy to do this. It's like play with the dolls,
yeah.
Go play with the trucks.
Yeah.
Okay. I think as the generations progress, I'm not sure when it's going to happen. Maybe now some of the kids growing up
mm-hmm.
going to have more of the parents saying to the female, you go and do this stuff. It's okay. I don't want you playing with dolls. I want you to do this type of stuff. Do what you want to do. I'm not going to stop you. So I think that's somewhat how it has to happen.
So it's already, do you think it's already happening?
Yes.
I think it's started already.
Yes.
And it's already happening.
If you look back around the 50s or so, somewhere around there, when TV first came out, there wasn't a lot of violence. And like 18 years later, there's violence. It's because of TV. It's the same thing I think is going to happen with women in IT,
mm-hmm.
is that the parents are the ones that need the change. It's not someone going out there and saying, this is how you build code in blocks, like I heard about in one of the sessions, to the young kids.
Mm-hmm.
It's parents are now techies, and they can say to their kids, like, look, here's this device, here's that device, go play with it. Go use it. I'll teach you how to use it.
Mm-hmm.
And the next thing the kid's going to be doing is saying, Dad or Mom, I want to learn how to do this. How
right.
do I do this? In so many words. And I think that's what's going to happen.
Yep.
So I think the generation's here already.
Yep.
Yeah.
Cool.
I think other countries, maybe they don't have as many issues. Maybe we have a lot more in I don't want to say the first world because that sounds really bad, but you know what I mean. First world problems is that we teach, you know, gender biases, right? It's not a good thing.
Yeah.
And I see maybe, so I was in Beijing earlier this year. So we went to a couple of schools. There were some projects there. And I saw in the schools there is just as many women as there are boys in the computer science classes, right? They don't make a differentiation. And the gender bias is not taught. Right, in terms of, yeah, you go play with dolls or you go play with things, right? And it's if you're not, if that stereotype isn't there, it's not to say that you won't be interested in playing dolls or whatever. Of course
yeah.
you can be, right? But you might be interested in playing robot dolls, right?
Well, here's the problem. from where I come in Tunisia,
mm-hmm.
in the university, it's 50-50.
Right.
And even like women, they have higher score than men
mm-hmm.
at university. But then when you go to work, you're like, where did they disappear? I mean,
yeah.
there's a lot of women,
yeah.
but the ratio is like here in the US.
Mm-hmm.
However, it was 50-50. So what happened between the university and companies?
Right.
I don't know.
I think it's
so
the lean in problem, right?
Yeah.
I do think that's part of it.
I think
the lean in issue, right, that people talk about, because it's sort of the issue is that women have this tendency to plan ahead, right? Of like, oh,
yep.
I'm going to have a baby in three
yep.
years.
Yes.
Therefore,
yeah.
I shouldn't bother to try to take a career move because I shouldn't keep working up because I know I'm going to have a baby in 3-5 years or
yeah.
whatever.
Just
so they
plenty
artificially limit
that.
Themselves
mm-hmm.
because they're like, well, they're planning this far ahead, and I'm going to be married in this many years, and then I'm going to have a baby, and then I'm going to do this, and then, you know, and then they expect to stay at home, right? Yeah. And I think people, you know, there is some of that does happen.
And that also comes back to yeah, that was a great talk.
No, absolutely. We know that, right? Because you do it, but other people don't always do it.
Maybe we should explain explain to them that
right.
you can have a career and you can have child, yeah,
right.
children.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
right.
Uh-huh.
Where do you put that out at? You know, where can you make that public?
Mm-hmm.
Is a question. It has to be in the educational
mm-hmm.
Places.
Yeah.
You just can't put it in a newspaper. You can't put it on a website. No one's going to see it. You know, I think that's what you have to do is
mm-hmm.
you have to be able to tell the educators to tell these people that in so many words.
Right.
And also that you can work from home if you don't have kids.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, most of us probably work from home already. You know,
yeah.
So
yeah.
What's the difference?
And
yeah.
I think that
mm-hmm.
I am very sure that there is a problem in education because it remember me when a morning I was walking to my job and I cross a woman with children going to school, yeah, and the little girl was asking her mother, hey mom, why does dad go to work, yeah, and not you,
mm-hmm.
why does dad go to work and not you, you are staying with us, and I heard that because I was very curious to hear the answer because I was thinking that, whoa, it's a very important question and
mm-hmm.
the little girl is asking that, and you know, and answers to children are very important because that I think that's
influential in the rest.
It's
of
the basic,
yes.
yeah.
yeah. Thank you. Yes,
yeah.
of course. So I was just. Putting my ears on the
right.
yeah. It was not so privacy. Yeah.
Spying.
Right. And I was very, very, very shocking by the answer.
Mm-hmm.
The answer was that's life. Dad works, and mom
that's
take care
problem.
Of children.
Wow.
That's
wow.
the problem.
Right.
Wow. And you know, I was just.
Shocked, yeah.
Shocked, and yeah. What do you want? What do you want to do with if we have a lot of
you put it in the little girl's mind
yeah,
since the beginning.
Yeah,
she will not pursue anything,
and,
right? She knows she will take care of the children.
If this woman was saying that, I think there are a lot of women that are answering the same to their children.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a catastrophe.
Right.
And
I think the same thing happens when they're older too. Because the weird thing is, in technology, you can have another career, right? You can get
yeah.
to 40 plus years old or
yep.
50 years old, right? And have a whole different career in technology if you want to, right? If you raise children, you've done all the things, right,
yep.
whatever, and you can actually change your skill set.
Yep.
And then I've mentored a couple of women who are like that. Even though they're older than me, it's like they don't have the push, right? They don't want to go forward because it's like, well, I've
learned a new thing.
You know, and I've, you know, raised my children and I'm this age. And like it matters, people. Like it matters. Do it, right? It's just like, go, 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 right? I don't understand, like, why you wouldn't, but other people are not like that, right? It's like
yeah.
it's weird when they're like that. But so for people who want to have another career, they artificially limit themselves as well because
yep.
they're like, well, I stayed at home and I looked after children for 15 years or whatever, and then they don't think they have value. And it's like, no, it doesn't work like that, right? It's
mm-hmm.
technology. Everything is changing. Everybody's learning all the time.
Yep.
Right? Nobody knows everything.
You can
right?
jump in
you
at
can
any
jump in
point
at any time,
of
right?
Time,
you get
yeah.
certifications. You can do all kinds of stuff, right?
Yep.
But it's like you can this bias that we have, like we artificially limit our mindset,
yep.
right? And that's what causes the problem. It really does.
Yep.
just,
yep.
And part of the phrase I hear a lot is, it's a man's world.
yeah.
yeah.
So you hear that, and you hear stories of what you guys are
mm-hmm.
talking about, then it just keeps on going
right.
until someone tries to stop it.
Right.
Yep.
And it takes a whole generation to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
Maybe
that's
two.
Right.
Okay, we're going to start our rapid-fire questions.
Boom.
Boom.
I'm scared. Also, I'm scared.
Boom, boom.
Why am I in the middle? Just like,
they're very easy. They're very easy.
She's armed and dangerous. I just
we can start
to
by
that.
Her.
Like, literally, we know.
Oh, man. Okay, first question. Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Nothing.
Nothing? Water.
Water.
Yay, water is there. Okay. What do you spend money on that makes your life easier?
Geek stuff.
No.
Yeah, do you have an example?
No.
Like the band?
Take your band, yeah. Yes. Yeah, or our crosses. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know. What do I spend? I don't know what I even spend money on. Travel, maybe. I
yeah.
guess probably a lot of travel.
I don't spend a lot of money, but it's probably on coffee.
Oh,
it's like easier when you get up at 2 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah. Are you in a relationship? You cannot. You can say no. I will. I don't want to answer the question, and I will cut it later in the montage. But if you're okay, then you can just say it.
Yes.
Okay.
No.
I always say that.
Okay. Yes, I'm married. I have a kid, 2 years old. Kid.
Oh,
yeah, nice. What's the first thing you do in the morning before you head to work? Besides brushing your teeth and.
I'll take a shower.
Okay.
You can talk. Yes. You can talk to me if I
shower. Yeah.
And drink a cup of coffee.
Yeah. Inside the shower.
Yeah. No. It's gonna be very complicated. She's brewing the coffee when she's in the shower.
Okay.
Is that better?
Okay.
But maybe it's a good thing.
There
to
we go.
Back.
There
yeah.
we go. Multitasking, yes. right? Yeah. That's important.
Naomi?
Oh, I walk my dogs. That's important for me.
Yeah.
Important for my headspace. To be able to a little bit of exercise. They're happy. I'm happy. I'm a bit more zen for the day.
Yeah, that's cool.
So.
Karen?
Coffee.
Coffee again? Okay, you're
you
the
too,
coffee
you
person. Okay. Do you listen to music when you work, and what kind of music?
My own.
Tell us this.
I'm sorry. I have about 10 amplifiers. I get 16-track recorders, a bunch of Les Paul guitars, Strats, Telecasters, and a bunch of keyboards.
Wow, nice.
Yeah, so I record stuff, and it takes maybe a month or two to record something, and then I basically put it on the headphones and listen to it.
Right.
Cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
I love
nice,
it.
Yeah.
I do. I listen to two kinds of music. I listen to electronic dance music all the time, and then I listen to classical music, and I have no idea why I like it. So sometimes
it's so different.
But no, most of the time, yes.
Nice. Is it one of them like when you're coding?
When I'm working, I definitely, I listen to dance. Long hours, you know, it's a software business. I work in the software
business. Boom, boom, boom. And then when you want to relax.
Yeah, and then I'm a little bit of classical when I need to work in conceptual things and algorithm development, that kind of stuff.
Nice. Nice.
I listen electronic music or metal, hard rock music. But it depends because when I need to be focused on very deeply, I can't listen music that I like too much because it disturbs me. So, so sometimes I listen some music that I can say because I don't assume it, so
mm-hmm.
I can tell you. I can tell you. It's very I can assume it on TV.
Cut.
Oh, you know, I do the opposite. When I'm when I want to focus or something, I put music that I like because I already know all the words. I don't know how because if I'm listening to something I don't know, I will try to understand what they're saying. However, if I already know the song, it's so weird.
Mm-hmm.
But I listen to punk when I'm like focusing. Punk or rock or something, and when I'm not focused and I listen to Justin Bieber and Taylor Swift. See, I'm not scared to say it. Okay. What's your favorite app?
Wonderlist.
Me too.
Wonderlist.
I love that.
Love Wonderlist.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Yammer.
No, I do love Yammer too, but yes, but for my app on my phone, Wonderlist is
me too.
Yeah.
It's my favorite.
Forget amp plus, I think it's called. It's a guitar amp. So you plug in your guitar, you
mm-hmm.
plug in to the headphone jack on your iPhone, and you put your headphones on,
mm-hmm.
and you put this in your iPhone in your pocket,
mm-hmm.
and you can play and walk around the house.
Nice, I like that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Great question. Good question. now, I think. Yammer is good.
Yammer is good. She's happy, makes her happy.
Plus happy there.
Okay, what's your favorite language to code in?
C-sharp,
okay.
C-sharp. I'm going to make it difficult. When I write articles, I like to do it in VB.NET and C-sharp just to disturb both sides of the fence. But at work, I do C-sharp.
Okay.
There we go.
Cool. We're all C-sharp.
We're all object-oriented. What can we say?
Yes.
It's all good.
Oh, I had people answering C++ and C core stuff. What's the most useless gadget you bought?
The what?
Most useless
gadget we've bought.
Useless.
Let's see. I bought a stupid thing to tether my dogs together. So I have a few dogs. And I bought a leash that has multiple ends on it, which seems like a good idea, right? Because you think all of the dogs should be able to walk on one leash.
Yeah.
But then you're not carrying
they
like
don't?
Three leashes. No, they just tangle themselves up all the time. And it drives me insane. And it's like a stupid thing. It's like it should work in purpose. I see that there's a need, right? It's the right kind of thing.
Yeah.
But yet the technology fails dismally because the dogs just go wherever they want. So I just wind up with a big mess. And yeah, it was a really stupid thing. But it's like annoyed me. But it's not even a gadget. I don't know. It's like
that's fine.
It's like something.
I don't know the English word to describe it, but it's to open beer bottles. And it's like a lightsaber. It looks like a lightsaber, and you have the noise when you open the beer. It's totally useless because I can't assume this when my friends come because they are always saying, "No, you bought that. It's useless, geek." So it's useless. But I was very happy to bought it.
Yeah, it looks
makes
nice.
You happy.
Yeah.
It makes you happy.
Then
you
should use it. You should use it more
this
often.
This is the problem. It's the geek attitude in society.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you're a geek, you're whatever, right? This is the problem.
Yeah,
you
now
like
I now
Star
I just
Wars
respond, you know
news.
What? I am.
Right.
Yeah.
Live
right.
with it.
We like Star Wars. We own it.
Yeah.
She owns Taylor Swift, so I'm over with that. Right? I'm like, it's like, there we go.
Music that I can't assume is like Taylor Swift.
Yeah. It's nice.
No, cut.
About Star Wars, I had the next question was Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Trek.
Woo!
Sorry.
That's fine. Don't be sorry. She's looking at me.
No.
Split. Ooh.
Hard. No comment.
Is it like
okay.
C-sharp or VB?
Okay.
She's thinking.
You have to pick one. Star Wars. Star Trek. Star Wars.
Both equally.
Yeah,
both. Okay, cool. Okay, I can live with that. What's a product you want to work on, either if it's at Microsoft, like Band or HoloLens or all those cool things, or even outside Microsoft?
Outlook. Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you have any reason?
I'm going to hear this.
I like it.
Yeah, okay. Years ago, I was teaching people how to do visual tests. I can't remember the name of the company, but it's automated testing. It was back around about 10 years ago, and we're looking for something to say how can I teach people how to use something. And I was really impressed about how Outlook was put together, and it was not like the testing tools today. So after I started building these tests to show people how to do it, I was impressed about what's behind the scenes. It's like I'd like to be on that team. So
very cool.
Simple as
yeah
that.
Simple cool
yeah
very cool.
I found some bugs.
There you go. That's cool.
What do I want to work on? I don't know. If I worked at Microsoft, I would work probably on Cortana Analytics because that's like a
lot of data and machine learning.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Exactly. All the stuff that I love, and I feel like there's even more really, really cool stuff that we can do.
Yep.
So that's why.
It's
a
nice choice.
I would like to work with HoloLens, definitely.
Yeah.
I tested yesterday, and it was just awesome.
Yeah, it's mind-blowing.
Just awesome. Very good prototype, and I think there is a lot of
potential.
Potential, yeah. Good thing. So I was very, very excited to test it.
That's
very
cool.
Good product.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to end with one question. What do you want to... What's your advice for young generation, or... If you want to give an advice for women in tech, I mean, women to come to tech, young generation to become an MVP, What's your advice for them?
Well, I think depending on where they're at in the age, if you're talking about teenagers or about that age, I'd be telling them that, look, this is not just for men. Anyone can do this. It's not gender specific.
Mm-hmm.
So if you feel like this is something you want to do, don't worry about what we talked about before, about your marriages and relationships. They can come later. Of course, everyone hears that too. So just...
They can come and they can go hand in hand with the work. I mean, it's,
yes.
it's not
And I always believe that for the MVP program,
mm-hmm.
just do what you're passionate about. I don't even think you should try to become an MVP. People will notice you,
right.
and then that's when it happens.
Okay.
It's just an added bonus.
Okay.
Yeah, and don't be afraid of technical things or trying to just train to understand how does it works. It's not, most of the time it's quite easy to understand it. You just have to focus and don't be afraid to search or to document, search documentation to understand. It's just a question of focus.
Okay.
Thank you.
Naomi?
All right, I would go with keep learning. And I think it's about eternal learning, right? And that's the wonderful thing and also the bad thing, right? It's not the hard thing, right? The bad thing is about learning is that it basically assumes your knowledge level is here and it can keep increasing eternally, which means that you always have to grow and keep learning and be part of it. And technology is one of those areas, like we talked before, it's something you can get into at any time, right? So it's not a specific skill set, you don't have to be technically minded, any of these things, right? The limitation on getting into technology exists in your own brain and not in other people's, right?
Yep.
So, and that's kind of the big limiting factor for people. And so, yeah, just as Rich said, it's really, it's about not being scared of things that are technical. It's about being curious and wanting to learn, right? And just encouraging that in yourself all the time.
Yeah, Karen, you wanted to add something?
Yes, make this, when you do this, these interviews, make it more public.
It's public. It's going to be public.
Well, I'm not sure if people realize Channel 9 is where to see this at. Maybe it needs to be.
Then you can help me share the episode, right?
Sure, I would be most willing to.
Yeah.
Or maybe.
Yeah.
Sure, of course, everything on the hammer, everything, always.
We will count on Naomi on that.
It needs to be put on Twitter, on Facebook.
Yep,
on
that's right.
Yes.
All of the social systems.
Yes.
Okay.
Good.
Thank you, ladies. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Want to say bye to the camera?
Bye.
Bye. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, I have to.
We're a fun group.